Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
3-6 to go. Keontae Johnson, kick Nembhard. Got it! Andrew Nembhard with a second to go. They have just shot the Gators into the NCAA tournament.
When that ball started attacking to the paint, Tremont Waters gets disengaged, and too late. Tremont Waters is only 5'9", and he's trying to recover to a 6'5 shooter. Your guy, Keontae Johnson, gets the paint touch, the release, the rotation, and the result that just might lock up Florida in the NCAA tournament.
All right, we got some boxing to talk about, and a lot of basketball, and a lot of other stuff. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go. Go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Raybould, a.k.a. Voldemort, keeping us on air as we broadcast live from AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Well, technically Arlington, not really in Dallas. For the Spence Garcia fight, which will be tomorrow night on pay-per-view. And if you want to get in today, well, we don't take calls on the road, but you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and of course you can text the show at 713-780-3776. It's Friday. Let's get out of here with a strong one, and let's have some fun.
That's the game plan, Freddie. That's the game plan. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I don't know how you do it, honestly. I mean, you are... You get to where there's no way I would function the next day. Yet, every time I get up, after we go hard drinking one night,
yeah,
you are up before me. You've like you go on a run. You've already eaten, and I'm like just dragging my ass out of the bed. You know, fall into the shower, and you know, I'll make it to work. But you've got you have the bounce back ability of like a 23-year-old man. I don't know how you do it.
I'm a world champion.
You really are.
I mean, everybody has a skill in life. That's one of mine. So, yeah, I feel great.
I was not present for the big moment last night where you called Joel a dickweed.
Well, I'm in it in a nice way.
And you called Nick an a-hole.
Well, yeah.
And you told them, in fact, everyone at that table was an a-hole except for you.
Right.
Because why?
Because I'm bleeping awesome.
That's it. That's pretty much what it is. I can't believe I missed that moment. And I wonder, and Joel and Nick, maybe you guys know, had I been there, would I have been in the a-hole group, or would I have been in the bleeping awesome group? You don't know?
I don't know, because I don't remember doing it. So,
Joel, where do you think I would have fallen?
A-hole group, because anybody that was messing with Fred's flow was an a-hole.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to help Fred's flow.
It's all good. It's all good.
Partying.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Dallas, Texas.
I did have one more reason why I hate this city, though.
Uh-oh.
I walked over to dinner with this place called Ferris Wheeler's, which is pretty good, man. It's really good barbecue. And thanks to the Culture Map people in Dallas for kind of, they gave me like two or three really good options. I decided last minute to walk over there, and it was about a 10-minute walk. But you have to go into this bridge under the freeway, and it was dark, and there were a bunch of homeless. And they're all like, help me out. Like, man, I don't carry any cash, because I don't. And so two of them start following me. One of them's got a knife, and I'm like, okay, this isn't good. And it's dark, man. I mean, nobody would have seen me die. But so they keep following me and keep saying stuff. And like, so I'm going through the whole Sherlock Holmes thing in my head, like what I'm going to do ahead of time, you know.
Right.
And then...
How you're going to Jason Bourne them, basically.
Yeah. We're going to try. I mean, I figure it's two homeless guys. At least I got a fighting chance.
It's true.
And they followed me, and then I got close to another hotel, and I just went in the hotel like I belong there. And they waited outside for a little bit and then left. But it was not a fun experience. And then I went back and I Ubered back home.
So you decided not to just crush them?
Yeah, I decided not to do that. Because I hadn't started drinking yet. If it had been later in the night.
I feel like, well, yeah, but later in the night when you start drinking, your ability to actually win that fight dwindles.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you're sober, I mean, you've got a good shot at that.
Well, and I had the whole thing planned out. I was ready.
What was going to be your first move?
First move was going to be a sidekick to the guy on the right's knee who didn't have the knife.
You were going to attack the no knife guy first.
Yes, I was going to attack the no knife guy first, and then use him as a shield against the other guy, and then try to get his wrist and get him in an arm bar and break his shoulder. Break his elbow. Excuse me. That was the plan. And take the knife.
That's a decent plan.
I mean, I don't know if
once you'd broken his arm and he drops a knife, do you pick it up and shove it directly into his rib cage and twist?
No, I kick it away, and then I just for safe measure, I bash his nose with my knee.
Just to put him out of commission?
Yeah.
Okay.
I figure broken arm and broken nose, that'll do it.
Has he stabbed the human shield guy?
Possibly. That's why he's there.
Okay. So do you think it's fair then if the guy with no knife dies from a stab wound?
Yes, I think it's more than fair.
And the guy with no knife doesn't die from a stab wound, even though he tried to stab you?
No, I'd have been fine with that. He's a human shield. That's what human shields are for.
That's true.
I mean, by definition, that's what he's for. He's supposed to take a knife.
That's true.
So,
would you have gone to the funeral?
No.
Knowing that guy kind of saved your life?
No, I would not have. Except maybe to pee on his grave. I don't know.
Whoa. Well... He might have been an unwilling pawn with the knife guy.
Well.
The knife guy may have bullied him into going because that guy had a knife.
Well, I think they were in cahoots, so I'm not worried about it.
Well,
I had about 2 minutes to sort of analyze the situation and who was who in it and everything else.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there were a couple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a man-on-man couple?
Yes.
What if one of them would have been a woman? Would you have used a woman, a homeless woman, as a human shield?
Absolutely. If you're attacking me, I don't care what you are.
You got to be the pincushion.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it wound up being nothing, but it was a little scary at the time.
All right. Well, I'm glad you survived it.
Yeah, but it's just another reason why I hate the city.
Yeah.
So, 713-780 ESPN if you want to text the show. 832 wants the shout out for his birthday today. He joined the 54 and over club. Mike from Tomball, longtime texter.
Is there a 54 and over club?
No.
Shouldn't it be 50, like You're asking for your birthday shout-out 1 year too early. 54 is not like a landmark year. 55, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, another step closer to death.
When you're 55, aren't you like officially, like you can get a senior discount, right?
You get it at 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most places. And like the senior poker tournaments are all 50 and over.
Wow.
So I don't think I'd get anything else at 55. I think the next thing is like 65.
Okay.
You get stuff. But
when do you start getting Social Security?
65, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You counting down to that?
Not really. I'll be in, like, at 59 and a half, I get all my pension money from the Chronicle, and I get my 401k from here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could easily.
You'll make it.
I could call it a day at that point.
You'll make it.
Well, I have to make it 5 more years.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't know about that.
After last night, I swear, I don't think you can die.
I can't. I can't.
You're an invincible alien life form.
Something like that. There's no question. But no, all good today.
It's unreal. I do.
I feel fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
I respect it, man. I don't know how you do it. But, it's especially. And no, I mean, this normally I knock jokes on your age all the time. But specifically, like, at your age, it shouldn't be that easy to bounce back. And it's like your best skill, I think.
No
offense to your radio talents, which, I mean, you know, pretty good.
Average, yeah. I'd say average to below average.
Listen, Fred, you're the highest rated show in the city for basically all of 2018.
Yeah.
You do okay.
I do okay. But, yeah,
skill is more impressive.
This is a physical skill.
Yeah.
You know, like you can get in the octagon and beat somebody up. I can get up the next morning like I hadn't had a drink.
I don't know. I would have vomited everywhere on a run this morning. Everywhere.
There is that little moment when you start sweating and you smell vodka that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was telling you before the show, I'm like 4 miles in before I realize I'm out for a run. So I'm like, okay, I can go ahead and finish now.
Oh, what a life.
That's a good way to you know, sober up and get all the poisons out of your body, and then next thing you know, you feel pretty good because you went out and ran. And then I did some work and came down here pretty early and just hung around.
Well, take a look at some things that happened in the tournament last night and this morning that have made an impact. How about Texas Tech losing to West Virginia?
Yeah, and they came all the way back, looked like they were going to pull it off.
And then they didn't.
Yep. Nope, that was a fail. That's not good.
And then teams like Indiana, who just kind of bleeped the bleep, didn't, and it almost beat Ohio State, but they were really borderline coming in. Clemson was really borderline coming in. So there's a couple teams that are, I don't know at this
Texas point. Has got to be out, right?
I think Texas is probably out.
I mean, you can't put a 500 team in the tournament.
Listen, I was, when Texas was, you know, 16 and 12, and people were saying they weren't a tournament team, I was like, listen, man, that team's got wins over Michigan State and Kansas, and or no, they played Michigan State, lost to them, but North Carolina and Kansas and Purdue, like those are top quality wins. But at some point, you've got to win some of the games you're supposed to win, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And just down the stretch, they couldn't win any of them. So, and Florida probably worked themselves in today.
Yeah, with that.
By beating LSU. So
shot that you heard at the top of the show.
Yep, by a guy who pushes off offensive foul every single time he has the ball. But no, I'm not making excuses for LSU. Just saying, if you ever watch Florida, they've got a point guard, freshman, who is a cheater every single play.
I actually made 3 bets. One was Texas last night. That was a fail.
Yeah.
But I hammered UH and I hammered Memphis today.
Oh, I was strong on both of those too.
Yeah.
Crushed
Central
Florida.
So it'll be Memphis and UH in the semifinals. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, coming up Saturday out at the brewery at 6 o'clock. the Light Circus Spring Break Concert 2019, DJ Neon Indian performing, Wild Moccasins performing, and Ghostland Observatory on the main stage. It's going to be a feast for the sights, the senses, all combining. Your eyes, your ears, your taste buds, because there's going to be some great beer out there, and it's going to be an awesome time. While you're there, you'll get a sneak peek taste of an upcoming beer from Carbach. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. They've got the Crawfish Fest coming up a Sunday, April 14th at noon at the brewery. It's presented by Arctic Outdoors, benefiting the Robert Garner Firefighters Foundation. Have some great music by G-Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, and a variety of brass bands while peeling some hot Cajun crawfish. Early Bird GA Limited is $15. After that, it's $25. So get your hands on yours now. They've got VIP tickets available, which includes 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to a VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathroom, plus an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Tickets available now at carbachbrewing.com. And make sure you stop out and see that restaurant. Try it out. You're going to love the food, the beer on the wall. It's always great. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. When you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from AT&T Stadium for Spence Jr. versus Garcia tomorrow night on pay-per-view. And was just piecing some of the night together with Nick, some things that I didn't remember. So I thought I was being responsible, though, because when we got in the Uber to go to the other bar, I kind of got about halfway there, and I'm like, dude, you're done. You need to turn around and go home.
You did do that.
Yeah.
You did not responsibly say, hey, AJ, I'm going to head out. So instead, I thought that we lost you at a gay bar, and you were just you'd been human trafficked or something. I don't know.
No, I just had my my shot clock went off, and I said, "Okay, that's it. There's no point. This is not going to end well. Just go home and go to sleep."
Okay.
And I did.
Well, I mean, you could have told me though, so I didn't have to like wander around.
You guys all seem pretty distracted, so I didn't really think, you know.
I didn't think you guys
would even notice that I was gone, to be honest.
We noticed, Fred. Of course. You were part of the party.
It was a good time, though.
It was a good time. And I mean, too much of a good time. But yeah,
You know what? There's no such thing. Actually, there is such a thing. And I am definitely, despite the fact that I have that skill, I'm definitely slowing down. That's it.
What?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, that's...
I'm limiting myself from now on.
That's disappointing to hear. Even when we're on trips.
See, last night is kind of your guys' fault because I was just about to leave when all you guys show up, and then the party kind of started, so I couldn't leave.
I know you, and you became sort of the life of the party.
I've been that before.
Do you remember last night where you were talking to the people from Waco?
Yeah,
and and Tracy walked up and asked the one woman who works at the Waco station, what are you doing talking to my husband? You know he's married, right? So great. The look on your face and the look on her face, oh, it was golden.
It was pretty hilarious. That I remember, yeah.
And Tracy, she
was fun last night.
Oh, she, Nick was at the, he was at the bar talking to some old British guy. And Tracy walked up to Nick and she was like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And Nick's like, yeah, what's up? You don't have to be embarrassed. You could have just told us. And Nick's like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're gay. You know, like, I thought, like, you guys went to the gay bar on accident. No, they told me, like, they just wanted you, you know, they wanted you to feel comfortable. And he was like, I'm not gay. And she was like, I don't care. It's not going to affect anything. I don't judge you. And Nick, like, you could see Nick's face just like incredulously, like, I'm not gay. I don't know who told you that. I'm not gay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man.
You see the news on Tyreek Hill?
I just saw it come across. Yeah.
That ain't good news.
Nope.
For Tyreek Hill. They are there's a law enforcement investigation involving Tyreek Hill right now. The Kansas City Star has obtained a police report from the Overland Park Police Department about a battery incident that lists a juvenile as a victim. Hill's fiance, Crystal Espinal, is listed under others involved. The report was from Thursday, but it's unclear when the allegations took place. But apparently his son is allegedly the juvenile.
Ooh.
And that ain't good.
No.
And apparently may have like some serious injuries. So here's my question. I mean, this is going to be Tyreek Hill's first strike as an NFL player, but given his past transgressions, can they really treat him like a guy who's just made one mistake?
Absolutely not. It doesn't matter how good you are. That's if that turns out to be true, and obviously it's just speculation right now. We don't know what actually happened. But if it does, man, that's, you know, you have to have zero tolerance when you come into the league with something like that already on your plate, and that's bad. You imagine that the Chiefs lose both Hunt and Hill to...
Oh, man.
And his suspension was 8 games, by the way, so the Browns will not have him for 8 games.
That seems fair.
Yeah, seems about right. Some other news. Guess who got traded today? Your favorite quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
Please be the Texans.
No, he went to the Titans.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been so awesome.
Boy, you know what? I don't like that if I'm a Titans fan. You know why? Well, A, I don't think he's very good. But B, now, I mean, Marcus Mariota, you're basically telling him, hey, we needed to get a guy who can push you, and if you're not going to step up this year, you're probably done. Which
is probably fair to do.
It probably is.
So he's going to be the backup, which is what he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as a backup, he's a functional quarterback. But and Mariota gets hurt a lot.
It's true.
So he'll probably see some time. But they gave up a 4th-round pick in 2020 and a 7th-round pick this year for Tannehill and a 6th-round pick. So he'll make a $7 million salary that can go above 12 if he reaches incentives, which are tied to playing time. So I don't know that that's going to happen.
Unless
but that's a pretty expensive.
Unless Marcus Mariota gets hurt.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty expensive backup quarterback, but. That's
but it makes sense. I mean, let's face it, the Titans made the playoffs. I mean, they're a decent team. So maybe having some insurance for that position is not a bad idea.
Yeah. So 713-780-3776. And Josh, I've not seen anything about Josh Rosen being traded. License to Chill said, did you know he just got traded to the Dolphins? I've seen nothing about that.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, so if you got a link, maybe share that. But if it happened, it happened like seconds ago. 713-780-ESPN is your number. That kind of is a weird one if you're the Dolphins. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense.
Well, because so. The Dolphins allegedly aren't – well, I mean
– But, I mean, if you're trying to tank for a quarterback, why are you giving up something for
– Unless you think that Rosen is good enough to be that quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this Tariq Hill stuff looks bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Man. That's a big weapon for them to lose if it winds up coming down to that.
Yep.
One other name that we've talked about for your beloved Texans, Ronald Darby has re-signed with the Eagles.
Okay.
So, 1-year deal. So.
There goes another option.
Yeah.
Another one off the board. And, I mean, arguably one of the – you'd say the best one left, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, I think what we're getting to is the situation here is there's not going to be an impact player added in the offseason by the Texans.
I think that's fair.
And at least at – in the secondary or offensive line. I mean, I don't know what else could possibly happen, but it doesn't look like they're going to make a big splash with somebody on the line or in the secondary.
Means you're going to be going in with Aaron Colvin and Jonathan Joseph and
yep.
And your new guy, that's your secondary.
Roby.
Oof. But we'll see. I mean, there's a couple of, there's at least three offensive linemen we talked about yesterday that are now available. So if they actually go out and do something, then it might change my opinion of them. But right now, this is, I totally disagree with Cody's sports map story today.
I guess I should go read it, but I'm trying to wonder how he could justify it.
They're going to have guys back healthy next year, which I'm sorry, I'm not counting on Will Fuller being healthy.
There's no way you can. He's got no track record to prove he can stay healthy.
Hey, Bradley Cooper, did you take your cheers last? I did. That stuff works. That's why I use it. It helps. I took more than three, I'll tell you that.
I took some. I didn't know how many I could take.
You could take as many as you want, really.
Okay.
So.
I probably should have taken like six.
That might have made a difference.
Oh, wow.
Nick Saban, I hope to go after Matt Khalil. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
That guy would be a terrific addition.
Andy Levitre would be an awesome addition. And these are injury-prone guys, but they're probably guys you're only going to have to sign for a one-year deal. I mean,
and the fact because they've been injured is why you have an opportunity to get them.
Yes.
Because if they were healthy, neither guy is going to be out there. So, but nothing that they have done or said has indicated that they're willing to do anything like that. So, hey, guys, I got to tell you, the best thing about getting home tonight will be sleeping on my own mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And you get such a great experience in their store. It's unlike any other mattress store because what you do, you go in there, and they're going to help you pick the best bed for you. It's going to be custom fitted to how you sleep because they have so many great options, and the quality is so fantastic, and they make them right there and sell them directly to you. And when that happens, you're going to save at least 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store. You got to check out their great collection of pocketed quill mattresses. The Amsterdam, which is used by the Sabercats rugby team, and I've got a London, I've got an Athens. There's so many great options, and they'll help you find the best one for you. At Texas Mattress Makers, you get more comfort, more support with expert help guaranteed. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. That's Texas Mattress Makers.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at AT&T Stadium. And broadcasting live to get you ready for Spence Jr. versus Garcia. I'm guessing we're probably not going to get any interviews today because we just kind of missed the wave of people. But I'm always amazed at how many people will show up for a weigh-in. I mean, it was packed.
It's crazy. I don't necessarily get the appeal, but hey, there's always people who are there.
Well, very pro-Garcia crowd.
Yeah. We were talking about this last night, or actually today. When we were in line at the barbecue place, there was a guy and we had our credentials with us. And guy was like, "Oh, you guys are here for the fight. I'm excited for the fight." We're like, I said, "Who do you got?" And he said, "Well, Garcia, of course." And I said, he was a Hispanic gentleman.
Yeah.
I said, "Of course." I said, "Errol's from Dallas. You going to turn your back on the local kid?" And he said, "Yeah, but, you know, with boxing, it's kind of you have to support your own." It's what his quote was. You have to support your own. So, more to the point that they picked the perfect venue for this fight,
right?
Because you've got a local guy in Errol Spence who's going to bring some local attention to it, and then you've got a Hispanic fighter in Mikey Garcia. Even though he's from California, he will still get the Mexican audience. And that's a nice combo to have. when you're in Dallas, Texas. So I think that there's going to be a pretty good crowd here tomorrow.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how they do with the pay-per-view buys. I saw two groups almost getting a fight outside, so now we know we have a boxing match.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it is interesting because they did boo Spence, which I was a little surprised to hear.
In his hometown, yeah. He got booed.
Yeah. So
what? I mean, and it's not like Errol's a bad guy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that racial thing, man.
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. Chase said if Tariq Hill suspended for child abuse, are the Chiefs still the favorites in the division?
I don't think they can be.
He says hashtag Raider Nation. Good luck with that. I think the Chargers might be the favorites anyway.
The Chargers
anyway.
Would be the favorites.
Yeah, I think that would solidify it. So that's not good. Plus, they've lost some guys on defense too. It's I'm not sure what to make of this, and I don't want to speculate too much here until we find out more about what happened. Because if this is like an Adrian Peterson switch thing, that's one thing.
If it's a broken arm, yeah. Which is what I saw.
Well, that's what they initially put out, and then they took that out of the story.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not, jumping on that one too much yet.
Well, the person who I saw tweet is Kimberly A. Martin, who is a senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. She said, this is a quote from the investigation. The source said the incident was against a couple's son and resulted in the young child having a broken arm. As of Friday afternoon, Hill had not been charged with a crime.
Okay.
So it may be a case where he was trying to discipline and he got too rough.
Yeah, or it may be that he actually beat his kid. So
either way.
It's... One of those, I don't really want to speculate until we get some details and find out what's going on. Because, there's different levels of everything, certainly. 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show, we'll be happy to do that. Somebody asked, you think that story about what Matthew had said about the Texans is true, or is he just salty about not getting signed? I think he basically said they didn't want any part of the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's that leadership I'm looking for,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's just a little bit of a he's got some diva in him.
Your opinion changed a lot on him over this year.
Because I loved the signing when they got him, and then about halfway through the season, like he's not really doing what I thought he'd be capable of doing in this defense. And I think he had a good year, but oh well.
Because I feel like. We went back and forth on him a lot, and I was not as high on him as you were.
Right. I was very high on him when they signed him, but he did not play at the level that I anticipated. He played well,
yeah,
but not great.
I feel like he played over the level that I anticipated.
Yeah, so you're
under the level you did.
But
so.
you anticipated a pretty low bar there. So.
I did.
Yeah.
I think maybe you anticipated a pretty high bar, though.
I did. Like I thought he could return to his all-pro form, and he wasn't anywhere near that. So, yeah, it's okay for you to like him and be pleasantly surprised and for me to be disappointed because
yeah,
we had different expectations.
He found himself right in the middle.
But, yeah, and it was – as the year went on, you could see that teams were really taking advantage of him whenever he lined up on a tight end.
Yeah.
And half the time he wouldn't – he wouldn't line up on him when he was supposed to. But, I mean, like the guy, wish him luck, don't really care what he has to say. I mean, he's just trying to endear himself to the people in Kansas City. Did you see that Earl Thomas thought he was going to Kansas City?
I'd heard that was like basically a done deal.
Yeah. And apparently the Chiefs changed their mind.
Well, I mean, that's surprising, but.
Well, clearly they opted for Matthew over both Barry and Thomas. So.
I guess they decided to go a cheaper route. Which, you can never really fault somebody for doing, but I think that you don't have the same quality player, but you're not going to have to pay that premium price.
Yeah, boy, I'm just reading some more stories as more information is coming out.
On Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, it's still not really clear what happened, but we'll find out. So, hey, did any do we have any of these bid stealers that you think have a chance going forward?
Let's see who's likely in and out after today. My guess is now Washington's won a couple games in the Pac-12. They're probably good. Oregon plays Arizona State tonight. Arizona State's been kind of the second team from the Pac-12 that people have talked about. Oregon is my pick to win the Pac-12 tournament. So I wouldn't be surprised. The game tonight could determine whether or not Arizona State make. If Arizona State wins this game tonight, they're probably in, even if they lose in the final. But Oregon obviously needs to win the tournament to get in. I don't know why the Big 12 is getting so much respect, but TCU making it, like, just they appear like they're safely in right now. I don't get it.
Yeah.
St. John's, who, didn't even show up and make an effort yesterday against Marquette. I mean, they got just laughed out of the building yesterday. Chris Mullen, I think it was like 4 minutes left in the first half, was down to one timeout left for the game in the first half. They just could not get anything going. I don't know why they're safely in. I don't know how comfortable Ohio State should feel. I think Indiana is done. I think Texas is probably done. Clemson is probably done. Creighton is probably done. Alabama is very iffy. Very iffy. Obviously them getting the win yesterday against Ole Miss helps quite a bit. So they've got a shot now that they got that win. But, yeah, these last few spots are going to be interesting. I'm curious to see if there's any more major upsets along the way. I don't see any happening. But, just think if a team like West Virginia keeps winning, and then you've got a conference that I already think is overrated in the Big 12 getting in another team.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Well, what's not crazy is playing poker at Lions.
Dude, you showed me last night how much money they're doing today.
Yeah. Tonight, today, $20,000 guaranteed tournament they had.
What?
Yes. $5,000 tonight. And, guys, they starting their race to the 50th WSOP event starting today. So you're going to be able to gain points to get a chance to go to the World Series of Poker. And if you haven't been to this room, man, George, Najib, Mr. Lyon, they know what they're doing. The place is just perfect.
Yeah, it really is awesome, and it's got a Vegas-style feel to it. The room is clean. It's nice. It's the kind of place you want to hang out. And I'll be honest, it's better than most of the places in Vegas, because most of those places are run down now and tired, and Lyons is awesome. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Go by and see it for yourself. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about when and what style of tournaments are going on out at Lyons. That's Lyons Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the Houston Whiskey Social, the largest annual whiskey tasting in Texas, featuring 400-plus whiskeys and spirits from around the world and fine food to match, on March 30th at the Citadel Houston. At 4:50, we'll take caller 10 at 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to the event, which includes admission, gourmet hors d'oeuvres, wide range of whiskey tastings from around the world, and a tasting glass you get to keep. Visit HoustonWhiskeySocial.com for more info. And we're doing the boxing glove giveaway on the show today, right?
I don't know that we're doing it on the show. Courtney's just going to take care of it via Twitter back.
Ah, awesome.
The mothership.
Okay. All right. One tournament I wanted to ask you about, because this is one where I think you could have an upset. I think Memphis at home is a really...
They're scary.
They're a scary team. I would not think they're in right now.
They're not.
But if they won the tournament, obviously they get a spot. What, you know, is that one where they just look and say, okay, well,
you know who that
we don't put Temple in?
That's what I was going to say. It might be bad news for Temple, who is a bubble team as it is, And if, I mean, unless Temple, you know, makes a run to the finals themselves, which is, it's not entirely out of the question, right?
I think it is.
Or,
think,
oh, did they lose today?
Yeah, I think they're out.
Okay. Well, then it is out of the question.
Oh, no, they play Wichita State tonight. I'm sorry. That's the other side of the bracket.
Yeah,
SMU plays Cincinnati, and they play Wichita State tonight.
Okay. So if they lose to Wichita, it'd be real easy to take Temple out. And by the way, Wichita, not a walkthrough game. But if Temple makes it to the final and they lose to Memphis, then maybe you can – I mean, now suddenly the AAC is a five-bid lead.
And that would give them a win over Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Presumably. I mean, I think Cincinnati's beating SMU. So, I don't know. It's
hard for me to imagine this being a five-bid league. But, there's clearly a path for it to happen. I mean, Houston and Cincinnati, nothing could happen to them that makes them not in. I don't think Central Florida – I think Central Florida is safely in at this point. Even with the loss today.
Yeah, I think the UH win late in the season probably got him in.
Yeah, so now, I mean, the Temple thing is interesting, and obviously Memphis being a live underdog here is, you know, it's a possibility. I'm sure there's a lot of teams out there cheering hard for the Cougars tomorrow.
Yeah, because but I think that one, I want to see what the line is, but I'm probably going to play Memphis in there if they're getting a decent amount of points, which I assume they will be.
Well, I mean, Memphis got three today against Central Florida.
Yeah. Didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
Worked out pretty well for
them. Didn't need it.
All right. 713-780-ESPN.
By the way, shout out Nick and Tyler and Joe and all the people who over here, like, they figured out, oh, let's not be on this one box. Let's be on a different box. So now we can actually do the show and not get dropped 15 times today.
I didn't want to jinx it.
Aaron, are we drop-free today? It's a drop-free Friday. Was there any drops during the Usual Suspects?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
So
look at us.
I only get the 3 o'clock hour, though. So.
We're what you would call technologically advanced, except Nick's jacking with my volume while I'm talking, but, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, well, you guys figured it out yesterday, and we were going to try to do it, but then we were so far into the show at that point, it was going to be an ordeal. But they did it right today. So far, so good. And, you know, it's been a fun couple days.
And Nick Sharara is going to take over for Fred Fowler.
Yeah, he's going to fill in the last 30 minutes of the show. Joel and I are kind of tight on our flight, and it's not an airport that's nearby.
It's not.
So
we've done some Dallas bashing.
Yeah.
You said you don't like their homeless.
No. They don't have as many homeless as Houston does.
But you don't like them. They're not as friendly, you say.
No, well, the people here in general aren't as friendly.
Okay. I'll say this. When we got off from our show yesterday and we went to drive back to the hotel, which is in downtown Dallas, we're out here at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, traffic surprisingly light.
Which is why you almost went right. Well, you did go right through a red light.
Friend, we don't need to talk about that. I mean, really?
You were going to get us killed. That's okay. But, yeah, the traffic not bad, but I also think it's spring break just like it is in Houston.
Of all the things you forgot about yesterday, you remember that?
Oh, of course I do. My heart was in my throat. Yeah, and basically, once you got there, Nick's like, red light. And he's like, what the hell? We're already here. Let's just go. Fortunately, there was no one around.
Yeah.
Well, but I think they have those red light cameras up here.
Well, what are you going to do? I made a mistake.
It happens. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. No, I think the other positives about it, I mean, their downtown is really clean.
Yeah.
At least the parts that I...
City in general feels pretty clean.
For the most part, except under that bridge. Don't walk out of there. But,
What did you get for walking everywhere, by the way?
Well, sorry. I just thought, what the hell? Why spend $5 on an Uber when I could walk? And it was a nice night. And
You decided to spend that $5 going back, though.
I did spend it going back. You better believe it. Wasn't going back through there. And I was telling the Uber driver about it on the way back, and he's like, that's one of the worst places around here. No business going down there. I'm like, great.
Oh, boy.
Do my research next time. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We got a lot of stuff that we haven't even, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, after that flirting with the Dolphins, decided to stay with the Saints.
Yep.
And that's a, I think that's a fair price for a backup quarterback.
I think so, too.
So he got like $7 million. There was a rumor that the 49ers made a better offer to Le'Veon Bell than the Jets did, which I find a little surprising that you would choose the Jets over the 49ers, unless you just wanted to be in New York.
I wonder if, well, I bet that there are tax benefits to being with the Jets versus being in California.
Yeah, New York's taxes are pretty bad, too.
But though, he would be in New Jersey.
True.
Which, I mean, I'm sure New Jersey taxes aren't great, but they've got to be better than California, right?
Yeah, I would think. And plus,
because people, you know,
more
people
endorsement
forget,
opportunities probably in New York.
People forget that the Jets and the Giants, they're basically New Jersey-based teams.
Right.
So you don't have to pay like the New York state tax that you do, or even the New York City tax, I think, you have to pay if you work in the city. So that is – it's not as brutal of a tax hit as it is if you were playing for, like, say, the Yankees or even the Bills, which, ironically, you pay higher taxes – playing for the Bills than you would for the Jets or the Giants.
I guess that makes sense. You see, Clinton Dix signed a one-year deal with the Bears, too, so that kind of...
They just traded safeties?
Yeah, they just swapped safeties, essentially. Okay. So, you know, I think that's a decent pickup for them.
Nick just took his phone out of his case so he could drop it.
Oh, he spilled energy drink into the case. That's what happened. And the other little bit of news is your Rockets will not be bringing Terrence Jones back. I think they've figured out that doesn't work. So, moment of silence for him.
R.I.P.
So, yeah, that's about it for the news today. I mean, except for the tournament stuff, obviously, which we'll keep you up to date on.
We will.
Teams of interest.
That may be my, since I'm not planning on raging tonight.
Yeah.
May just be find somewhere to post up and watch the UNC Duke game.
I really like how you said not planning on, as opposed to I'm not going out tonight.
Well, I want to go somewhere where I can just sit down and have a beer and watch the game.
Well, that's what I did last night.
You were trying to do that until we got there, weren't you?
Yeah, that was the plan.
Man, we ruined you.
Yeah, you did. Oh, well. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.